How you seeing tomorrow?
Hands and hands. All right. You good?
Okay, we're going to start out with our offensive student athletes. On everybody's left, have quarterback Haynes King. On everybody's right, we have running back Jamal Haynes. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions for these guys. Questions? Garrett?
Well, you guys just became the second team in 2018 to run for 200-plus yards in Georgia defense. What did you see from that front, from your front? And then did you come in today thinking that you find that much success against such a quantity defense?
Absolutely. You know, the first thing I see from the front is growth. Growth throughout the season, growth throughout the game, and then togetherness. They always stay together. They always play together. I don't know if y'all ever noticed the offensive line, but they play in unison. It's a really good group up front, and I'm really proud of those boys tonight.
Hey,
I
know this is tough. You were playing a very good defense, the number one team, but are you encouraged by what you've seen from your team, the growth, the fight? You guys get an interception, drive it 80 yards to score that, you know, to give yourself a chance to maybe win the game.
I mean, yes, encouragement, but, I mean, that's the expectation. You know, if you want to be great, that's the expectation. It's not just because it's a big game. It's every game. It's every day. It's every practice. It's every rep. That's the expectation. And that's what we expect, and that's what we're going to get.
Next. Chad.
Jamal, I know you've got a game left this season, but can you just speak to how much this team has grown and how far you guys have come since all these years?
Yeah, I can. I'm going to just start off with the word family. Inside the locker room, on the field, off the field, this team moves as a family. And the growth just from the summer workouts, taking on to fall camp, just coming into the season, it's been a full-on growth. Not just one side of the ball, just being offensively, defensively too, special teams too. It's been a growth throughout the season. And just from this game, I'm pretty sure y'all can tell, the way we fought, we have an identity. We have an identity, and we're definitely going to keep coming.
Else? Kelly?
Both of you guys, can you talk about your offensive line? They were really controlling the line of scrimmage, especially the first half. Pushing around a very good run defense. It seemed like you guys had a lot of holes to operate in the run game.
I mean, yeah, like I said before and every other week, the way they prepare, the way they work hard, how gritty they are, I really can't say enough about them. They just work hard, and like that's really what makes a team. If you can control the line of scrimmage, you have a chance in any game.
Other position groups challenge them, but the biggest part about that offensive line, they challenge themselves each and every day, day in and day out, and they challenge themselves, and it shows.
Haynes, Eric had a big day today. 96 yards, after struggled a little bit coming into this game, but what you see from him today, is he just ready to let it loose?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, with him, he stayed out for a couple times and threw with me and kind of got that groove back going again on catching the passes. The more repetition you get, the better you're going to be. And when things like that happen, you start struggling. You like take a deep breath, go back to the basics. What are the basics? Looking the ball in and catching the ball. Same with quarterback. You're struggling. What are the basics? Go back to the basics. Trust the process. Just get reps in it. Just like a pitcher or a shooter, you got to throw yourself out of it. You got to shoot yourself out of the slump. Same with receivers. You just got to keep getting reps, catches, and that's what he did. And like I said, he works at it. He works hard. He wants to be great. That's what he's going to do. Keeps doing that, everything else is going to fall in place.
Anything else? Rob in the chat.
Jamal, there was times where you split out, had the empty backfield. Did you see something going into the game where you thought you could take advantage of some mismatches there?
Yeah, we did a lot of film work, just knowing that we can get probably a linebacker on me, or even if it's not a linebacker, I'm a previous receiver. So any chance we can get a good one-on-one on and try to take it, we just got to win our one-on-ones at the end of the day. But, yeah, we did a lot of film on it.
Chad, and then kind of wrap us up.
Haynes, just your thoughts on the future of this program and
I mean, this is just the first step. And I'm going to stay true to my words. Like, I love this program, love the people in it, love the way they're trying to do things, and they're doing it the right way, and it's showing. And like I said, it's only up from here. And as long as everybody sticks together, trusts the process, and getting better and competing against each other each and every day, we have no choice but to get better.
Ken, if you are up, so.
You know, I think of two plays. One was the big end around direction with regards to the delta. How much you've been working on that, where that come from, and then two, the throw to Eric and the first down. It seemed like you had to put it like in a very, very tight spot and just kind of have it play pulled from.
Which one, Eric?
The one where he threw it in the end zone.
Oh, just out,
yeah.
Right before the half? Well, the first one, I mean, we're just watching film, just kind of saw it on film. Somebody else previously running it, not necessarily on Georgia, but somebody else. And with what we do and the weapons we have, we thought it would work great. It was really designed to try to hit the tight end leaking out late. But they had to jack the stand up, and he ended up staying with him, so I just took it and ran. Then the other one, I mean, towards the end of the half, 2 minute, I know they run a lot of two man and stuff like that. Felt like the safety was staying somewhat on the slot receiver, so I could try to fit it in there on Eric and throwing it upfield where if he catches it, he catches it while going out of bounds or catches it while in the touchdown going out of bounds, where it takes a shot off him, and we're catching it and we're getting out of bounds because I think it was like 9 seconds left or something like that. So knew I really couldn't leave it in the playing field, or we'd have trouble trying to get the next snap off or trying to kick a field goal.
Okay. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you all.
Thank you.